If there are any two beliefs that are shared by both critics and admirers of former President Donald Trump, it is these, writes Reason's Stephanie Slade in the latest issue of the magazine. His whims were frequently hamstrung by the people who surrounded him during his first term, and that won't be allowed to happen again. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Stephanie Slade, senior editor at Reason Magazine, and she joins us to discuss her cover story, Project 2025 is no match for MAGA dysfunction, is the headline there. Slade, thanks for taking some time with us.
Thanks for having me.
I actually want to skip from the top of the piece right down to the bottom, actually, though, where you point out that Democrats are really trying hard to paint Project 2025 as part of a playbook for Trump to kind of become a dictator on day one. You're pretty skeptical of that reading of Project 2025 and of Trump's agenda, if we can call it that.
That's right. Yeah. So I guess the first question is, what is Project 2025? And in brief, this is it kind of has two parts. It's headed up by the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, and it has two parts. One is like a 900-page policy agenda that, of course, Democrats are saying is going to do all kinds of horrible things, many of which are just plain old conservative or free market things that Republicans have been saying they want to do forever. But the other thing, the other component of Project 2025 is a personnel database. And the idea here is that in order for Trump to be able to take his will and put it into practice as president, he needs to have people around him, his cabinet secretaries, his political appointees, right, his staffers in the White House. The people around him need to be 100% loyal to him and his vision. And we can't have any more of these Beltway establishment conservative free market types that come in here and sabotage his trying to get the MAGA agenda enacted. So we need to make sure that we have a database full of people who are fully vetted, fully loyal to Donald Trump, and will do whatever he says. You know, when he jumps, they say how high. There's no asking questions. There's no challenging him on things. It's how do we make sure that those people are the ones who get hired into these jobs if he is reelected? And that's what the second part of Project 2025 is this personnel thing, this idea of we need to get the right people who are Trump MAGA loyalists in those jobs if he's going to be able to get his way. So the question I wanted to answer with this piece was, you know, is that likely to actually work? And I think there are some pretty good reasons for being skeptical to think that, you know, skeptical of that the idea that this is actually going to play out the way Heritage Foundation or the critics, the Trump critics who are, you know, saying that it's a blueprint for making him a dictator are saying it's going to play out.
Yeah, I think the point here is that mostly that, you know, Trump would just be actually prepared to run the federal bureaucracy this time around if he gets into office instead of last time where it seemed like they were kind of caught by surprise that he had won the election. I wonder, you know, okay, you work for Reason Magazine. I work for Reason Magazine. We're libertarians. On one hand, like the idea of slashing and burning the federal bureaucracy and using, you explain exactly what Schedule F is, because that's something that comes up in this piece and something that's prominent in this plan. But the idea of using the power of the presidency to do some serious damage to the federal bureaucracy is in some ways appealing to me. And in fact, in a lot of ways appealing to me. Why is that maybe not going to happen the way Trump's loyalists think it might happen?
The main thing is that you need to have people who not just are loyal. If you want to actually get anything done, you've got to have people in these jobs who not just are loyal to Trump, but who actually know what they're doing. They know how the government works. They understand the ins and outs of policy, the policies that they're trying to implement. And the problem is that there just aren't that many people out there who are both knowledgeable and competent and have experience in government and know these policies and who are loyal to Trump. Now, this is not unique to Trump. You know, there's not that many people who have competence in these issues to begin with. But the idea that we can, you know, the first time around, Donald Trump could not even manage to find enough people to fill the 4,000 spots in the federal government that every president gets to fill when he comes in, he or she comes in and takes office. There are about 4,000 political appointments that a president gets to fill. And Trump couldn't find enough people to fill those spots. And a lot of the people that he did end up appointing ended up not being loyal to his vision. So the idea that he could go out there and find 4,000 or 50,000, which is what some people are saying could happen, people that are going to be, you know, 100% on board with his vision, loyal to him, and who know what they're doing, and so they can actually take these policy ideas and implement them, put them into practice, actually accomplish things, seems completely crazy.
We're talking with Stephanie Slade, senior editor at Reason Magazine, about her latest cover story. Project 2025 is no match for MAGA dysfunction is the headline here. Slade, not a lot of time left here, but I guess I'm going to ask you to just speculate a little bit here. Let's think about, okay, if Trump does win the election and we go into the transition period and they're trying to staff up, they're trying to replace people in the bureaucracy, is this piece, is your argument here basically an argument for broadening the Trump coalition? Like, look, you guys are going to have to find the free marketers, find the establishment conservatives to fill these positions, because otherwise there's not going to be anybody there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just a sort of inevitability. Is if you want to have people that know how to actually accomplish an agenda, you're going to have to find people who have experience in government and who have experience, you know, who have worked on these policy issues for years. You can't just go out into the country and find people who have their red MAGA trucker hat and think that they're going to be able to implement the agenda. So the point that I'm trying to make in this article is that there's an inherent tension that we can't get away from, we can't avoid, between people who know how to work in government and get things done and who understand the issues, and people who are 100% loyal to Trump. And so there, you know, we recognize, almost everybody recognizes that was a problem with Trump's first term in office. I just don't see any way of getting around that if he ends up with a second term in office, even though everybody on his side really wants it. They recognize the problem, they want to solve the problem, but I don't think that they have the resources available to them to actually do it.
Yeah, that tension is something that I think will be difficult for a new Trump administration, if there is another Trump administration, to resolve. We will see how it plays out. Thanks for joining us, Stephanie.
Thank you.
And again, that's Stephanie Slate, senior editor at Reason Magazine. You can check out her latest cover story in the October 2024 issue of Reason. Project 2025 is no match for MAGA dysfunction. That's the headline there. Check it out online at reason.com. While you're there, also check out the new season of my podcast, my Reason podcast, Why We Can't Have Nice Things. That's the title of the podcast. In the first episode, I talked to Mark Cuban about why prescription drugs are so expensive in the United States and what he's doing to try to change that. Find that again. That podcast at reason.com and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever else you get your pods. For Reason, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.